Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the Merlot Show. I am Melinda.
And I am Marcella.
And I'm coming to you live from Cross Plains, Tennessee.
And I'm coming to you live from Lewisburg, Tennessee.
And tonight our show is about us.
I was just telling Melinda before the show started, we do research on every show we do, and she was saying she was looking for something. I said, what? She said, I don't know. It's not like I researched anything. And I said, well, I did.
And I'm scared to ask what you researched. Okay, here it goes. What kind of research did you do on us, Marcella?
Well, I did some research on what it would be like to be a reality show. And I thought, you know, the years we were growing up, and if it had been on TV as a reality show, I went through it, and, like, there's the Kardashians. And our sister-in-law and little brother is over at our mom's tonight, and she says, oh, man, if y'all had been a reality show, does that mean I would have been Kanye? And I said, yeah, and that means that Chris would have been Kim. And I made him turn around, and he does not have the butt for it.
No.
So he could
Chris
not be
not
Kim.
Have the butt for Kim.
No, he could not be Kim. But some of the escapades he could have done.
The escapades, maybe. Oh, speaking of Chris, he's our baby brother. If anybody out there doesn't already know this, and remember when he was little, when he asked our mom, no, he didn't ask our mom, he asked all of us, he said, where did I come from? And we told him he came from a monkey egg.
No. That's not the way it went. See, I noticed something.
As
we get older, your memory slips. And I don't know why everybody else's does, but mine doesn't. Because that sticks in my mind very, very strongly.
Okay, how did we remember that?
We were asking him, where did you come from, Chris? And he says, I don't know. And I said, we were saying things like Cabbage Patch or a stork brought him. And he said, no, because, you know, he was very argumentative. And we said, well, where did you come from then? He sat there like he was studying real hard. You know how you get that little screwed up face? And he said, I come from a monkey egg. It was his saying. That was him that said he came from a monkey egg. And he did.
Our family was different because, I mean, just little things. Think about it. Like, when we would get ready to go somewhere, and everybody always wants to sit by the door.
Yeah, and normal people hollered out, shotgun.
and we would say, I get by the door, coming and going and in between. But you said it real fast.
Do that
coming and going in between.
Yeah. You wouldn't even holler out, I'm getting by the door. You just go, go on, coming in between. That was it. That's all you say it. And everybody knew what it meant. And most
because
people don't
you had to
realize
cover,
that.
And the in-betweens was in case you stopped somewhere and got out, that you get to, you still had the door whenever, you know, you got back into the car. So we covered all angles.
And I don't even realize at all why we wanted by the door, because our middle brother, Wim, was by the door, and all of us were at school. And Mama was going around that little curve where the old post office used to be here. And she had Wim and the babies, Melissa and Chris, in the car. And, you know, back then they didn't have car seats. Hey, they didn't even have seat belts. And we always had ragged cars.
He was drinking a Coke or something, too, right?
Yeah. Well, he had a RC Cola. And when she went around the curve, the door flew open. There goes Wim out the door. And he landed on his butt. It didn't hurt him. And the first thing, he held up his coat, didn't spill a drop. That's how rare it was for us to get a Coke. Oh, Mama, I might have broke some bones, but look, didn't spill a drop. she had to be going
padding,
pretty slow.
William had a little more padding than Chris. William's the middle brother. Okay, we covered a couple of his brothers next. Now we got Richard. What do we want to say about that Richard did?
Oh, there's so much. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's the time y'all went blackberry picking. And
oh, my gosh.
It was just the two of y'all. I'll let you tell us since you were there.
Yes, Mama was really bad about, like, if you go blackberry picking, you don't want to get chiggers. So it would be like 90 degrees outside. And she would make you wear long sleeves, long pants, and be covered up from head to toe. And then you could go blackberry picking. So we walked down the road. It was a little piece from the house. And we had our little buckets, and we were blackberry picking. And it was getting so hot. And I told Richard, I said, I'm going to have to go back to the house and get some water. You know how I love water, next to wine, of course. And so I said, I'm going back. Do you want to go? No, I'm going to stay here and keep picking blackberries. Because we love that blackberry stuff that Mama would make, the syrup and all. But anyway, so I went back to the house, got my water, and I come prancing back. And got back, and I couldn't find Richard. And I kept yelling for him and yelling. And I was like, oh, no, I've lost Richard in the blackberry patch. And all of a sudden, I see this little head peek up out of the blackberry patch. And then all of a sudden, it falls back down. And I run over there. And those little bird dogs that we had was standing there beside him.
They were beagle hounds.
And it was licking his face, and he woke him up. He passed out from the heat, I'm sure.
And they were trying to cool him off and get him away.
And I said, Richard, he said, and he looks at me with these weird-looking eyes. And he goes, there was a bird talking to me. It was hallucinating. I got him back to the house. Take some of them clothes, shirts off or something. Oh, he was always
passing
out.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Yeah, he did a lot. Our daddy hunt a lot, and a lot of the meat we ate was wild meat. That's, you know, how daddy put meat on the table. And he brought in, was it squirrels or rabbits? Everybody always
both of them all the time, but the
no, I'm talking about it. This
tail,
yeah,
that
I
was,
think it was
a rabbit. That
you
was
sure?
A rabbit.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Daddy needed help to skin the rabbits and to clean them, so he hollered at Richard to come out on our back porch, and it was like cold weather, and they were out there, you know, working on them, and
getting in the rabbit.
Mary Sue, get out here! This boy done fainted.
He was telling Richard, hold him legs still while he was getting the rabbits. And he just goes sideways.
Bless his Lord.
Now he passes out, but it's from liquor.
Yeah, there you go.
and whenever we would eat, you know, like Mom would fry chicken. And, you know, at our house, it was like, if there was one piece left, we were taught that it's bad manners to take that last piece.
Well, it's because, and too, Danny told us this story about somebody that had wanted the last piece of chicken. And so they turned the lights out and hurried up to grab at it. And when he did, the lights come back on, the forks were stuck in his hand.
So the moral of this story is if you do go for that last piece of chicken at our house, use your fork.
Yep.
Not your
hand. First, you always ask everybody else, do they want part of it? You always ask before you got the last piece.
Yeah.
But at our house, things were always... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and, you know... And, you know, we didn't have a telephone. And I know we've probably talked about this before, but the party line. And I was just going back to the saying of we'd come up with the boy. Now this was the boys coming up with it. The 15-minute limit. We had a 15-minute limit on our telephone.
Well, that, yeah,
we
Daddy put the limit
on the phone for 15 minutes.
Because there were six of us, not counting him and Mama. Nobody'd ever get to use the phone if they didn't.
I know, but when you'd be on the phone talking to your friends or boyfriends,
yeah,
maybe, the boys would be standing there looking at you, staring and singing, 15 minutes, the limit.
I can still hear them.
Constantly.
You know, actually, they had good harmony.
Yeah. At least they sung it to us.
Yeah.
Okay, now we need to cover our baby sister, Melissa.
Oh, yeah. Can't leave her out.
What kind of quirks does she have as a young child? She would hide her candy.
Oh,
remember,
yes.
Remember the candy that we could buy?
Oh, yeah. There was even some candy you get two for a penny. Oh,
yeah.
She dragged up on those.
She used it as bargaining.
Yeah.
Bargain.
Yeah. Whichever boy wasn't nice to her didn't get a piece of candy.
Yeah.
And actually, we even tried to find where she kept her stash once. She was out of the house, and me and Melinda were talking, and said, wonder where the heck she keeps that candy at. And we were going to get it and just move it so she couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And we never
because
did.
We didn't
find
like
it.
The candy she picked out.
No. But we just wanted to trick her and move it.
And
never
did
find
it.
No. And we looked hard. And two, we had a habit of wrestling, even when we had company. And I wasn't there when this happened, but I think y'all had like a little fight, you know, competitive. Our cousin was there, and Melissa lost, and she packed her bag and started down the driveway and said she was going to leave home. And when they called up with her, because they didn't want her to get too far, because Mom and Daddy would get mad for one thing, and plus they knew she had to come back. And when they grabbed her, her bag fell open, and it was full of doll clothes. She didn't even have her
clothes. It was full of doll. No, that was so cute. She was so mad, though. I just run away from home. We went down there and got her. We let her get to almost the end of the driveway. And we got her. We looked, and she had her dolls and her doll dresses and clothes.
Well, they needed their clothes if they were going somewhere.
So cute. Of course, none of these things ever happened to us.
No, no. No. Well, we're our whole family's been very competitive. No matter what we do, we play games a lot. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to do, but you know, we'd make up games. Even if we didn't have a game, we'd make it up. And but we wanted to win, whatever it was.
We are very competitive,
and we argue, and we're very loud. And other people are not used to that. And we call it having fun, but other people think we mean it, and I think it used to make a few people nervous to be around us when we played.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And to be honest, we didn't grow out of it. We're still very competitive. Actually, after the show tonight, I'm going next door to my mom's, my little brother and his wife's over there, and I'm going to play a game with him, and he's already started mouthing. We've already had a few words exchanged already, so. Yeah, we're throwing it down, boy.
But in that atmosphere, you can say anything you want to say. It can be hateful and mean, but it's all in fun. It can be a hateful
laugh. Yeah, it's no big deal.
And be fun. I mean, some people just don't understand that kind of hatefulness. But if anybody wants to call in and ask us questions about our, you know, how we are as a family or just – as us,
something you've always wanted to know about Melinda mostly, or me, but mostly Melinda, call in.
Right.
And we
and
will
give
you an answer.
But we'll give you the number first. It's 914-338-0788. And just push the number 1 when you call in because we won't, put you on the spot. I know there's few callers on the line right now, but we won't put you on the spot. But yeah, that would have, our family growing up would have been an interesting reality show. Because, I mean, we would have, it was always outdoors. I mean, we were outdoors a lot. I mean, we had, like, we would have a foot race. We would have, we were all, like you said, we were competitive.
Yeah, and we were always having fun. No matter what we were doing, I think Daddy one time said, I tell you what, you kids need to get out there and wash my truck. And so we get out there, and we thought, oh, it's hot day. It's good and cool. And he was out there, too. And all of a sudden, he just pours a bucket of water on one of us. The next thing I know, forget the truck. We got a water fight. Some of us are running in the back door.
We were running everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were getting water from the kitchen sink and buckets. And like Mama
we
even got
a
glass of water.
Mama was yelling. Mama was yelling, don't we get water all over the place? But
I know, and
then
she comes
we
out with a
going.
Glass of water and dumps it on Daddy.
And the only tale I can remember on myself that might be kind of odd is that, and this would be more on Mama, is when we would go fishing. Well, one time we were at this creek, and she had this ski belt that she would use on the boat as a life preserver. And she says, you know, I'm not real sure that this thing will hold me up if I did fall in the water. I just wonder if it would. And I kept nagging at her, wanting to get into the creek and play in the water. And she says, I'll let you in there on one condition. You get in there and see if this thing will hold you up. She says, I'll put a rope on you, and if it...
Because it was over your head, and you couldn't swim.
Yeah, I know, and I couldn't swim. Well, I had, unless I had the flippers on, you know, those flippers on my feet, and I could do pretty good with them on. And so I put the flippers on. She knew I could, you know, swim with the flippers on. And so she lets me get in the creek, and so I was flipping my feet around. She said, now quit flipping your feet and see if that thing will hold you up. And I started going underwater. Well, she wasn't worried. She had that rope hooked to me. She just pulled me in like a fish.
Well, it was Daddy was the one that
she
had the rope.
She wanted to throw me back, though, I think. Like, man, this ain't a keeper. I got five more of them things.
Oh, this is kind of like a runt. We need a bigger one, Bill. Throw her back. And I was thinking, too, you know, we have a couple of sister-in-laws, and it always bothers me that the boys got wives. I mean, I look at them and I go, who would ever marry them? And actually, we've got two sister-in-laws right now that I think the world of, Rita and Charlene. I wasn't going to mention their names, but they'll feel left out if I don't. But really, girls, I'd like to know, if you're listening, call me after my own, let me know.
Yeah. Why?
What in the hell was you thinking?
I mean, they're nuts.
That ain't even counting what the boys are.
Oh, mercy. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're kind of crazy growing up. Even crazy after we got grown.
More so, I think. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of us that even do a radio show most time on Friday nights, but I think they are doing it this Saturday night. And they talk about the craziest crap.
What the hell are they thinking of?
I don't know.
But to be honest, folks, growing up, that's where we get a lot of this. It's we had to entertain ourselves a lot, and that's what this is. We're just entertaining ourselves. If y'all happen to get a little bit out of it, hey, more power to you. Should have been around when we were washing dishes.
Oh, speaking of that, because, I mean, we were raised, you know, of course, poor. But I didn't know that we were poor until I got older and somebody told me, but I remember whenever, at one point in time, we didn't have hot water. We didn't even have hot water. We had to pump the water out of a pump. to get water.
Outside to get water. We didn't have any water.
We were, you know, really young then, but I remember that pump. And I could barely reach that thing to bring
you
it down
couldn't
and get water.
You
I
couldn't
could jump
reach
up and
it.
Grab it, and then I put my weight
well,
on it, and it'd come down.
That was after I pulled it down, and then
and
you'd ride it
up. It was more like a
up.
Game when we were getting the water, too.
For you, maybe, not for me.
And so we had to boil the water, you know, to take baths, to wash dishes, and we actually, I remember washing dishes as a little kid, I mean, young. And, stand,
and we stood
like you
on
said,
a lard stand.
Mm-hmm,
you remember that?
Because we couldn't reach the sink, yeah.
Yeah.
And we would do commercials, remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a different house we lived in. They had a mirror. For some reason, whoever designed the kitchen had a mirror over the sink in the house we lived in town. And we could see ourselves, and we were both
look,
mad.
Marge, my hands are so soft. What was...
Yeah, we were really mad at each other because we were having to wash dishes, and everybody else got to take off and go play. And so we were mad at each other, and we were being hateful. And all of a sudden, one of us picks up the dishwasher. Oh, Marge, try this. It's really nice for your hands. And that, I mean, it was a commercial that was out at the time, I think, Palmolive.
Oh, look, Marge, my hands are so soft.
And we dip up the bubbles, and whew, see, it's so light and airy. We made it up. We were doing commercials way before anybody else.
We entertained, like you said, we entertained ourselves a lot. I think we still do that.
Yeah, I think so, Karen, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Any commercials you want to do right now?
It probably involves some kind of psychiatric help, you know, medicine that's on the market now that I need. Yep, I'm sure it does.
But like you said, we didn't even know we were poor. We were just growing up, and Mom and Daddy, they were pretty strict on us. And, oh, for all... for everything we were worth, ooh, don't tell Mom and Daddy, or ooh, don't let Mom and Daddy say, or oh, don't let Mom and Daddy hear that.
I remember the first dirty joke I ever heard from another little kid. We were playing outside. Again, we were outside playing, and I'll tell the dirty joke tonight, okay?
Okay.
I remember the little boy that told it, I don't guess I should say his name on air, but his first name was Timmy. And they were friends with our parents. And I remember whenever he told that joke, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I've heard a dirty joke. And he said, okay, a little girl climbs up a telephone post and she pooped on you or something like that. I don't know, but we just died laughing. It really wasn't funny, but we just cracked up.
I know, and then he had another one about a turd floating around in a toilet, and I remember laughing so hard I almost peed my britches. Every time they ever came over, we'd get so tickled. I just couldn't hardly hold it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then we would wear those jokes out on all our other company that would come later.
We wonder where they heard. They made those jokes up, no doubt.
I hope they did.
Yeah, me too. Oh, no, he didn't say they were dirty. He said, I know a nasty joke, because those were nasty.
Yeah. Well, it was down there always about poop and a fly. Sometimes a fly would be on the poop.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
Mm-hmm. Seems like we always had company, too, people coming to our house.
Yeah, Mom and Daddy was pretty social. I mean, Daddy was always hunting or whatever. Mama was always cooking, and everybody was coming to eat.
And, you know, back then, and it's kind of different than now, but back then, people didn't call you and say, hey, I'm going to come over. They just showed up, didn't they?
Oh, Lord, yeah. And we live back in a stick shop, and so whenever we look out the door, Is there somebody out there? Yeah, company's coming. And, I mean, that was the words out of your mouth. Company coming. If a car was coming down the road, we'd holler out, company's coming, because most likely they wouldn't go no further than our drive. They're going to turn in, and they did.
Yes, they did.
Well, who
and
is
there,
it?
Yeah. There was a song, yeah, it was really old. I don't even know if anybody remembers it, but it was called Company Coming. Oh, we got Company Coming.
Oh, yeah, we start playing.
Yeah.
And always, if they pull up in the drive, hey, they got any kids with them?
Yeah.
We wanted somebody to play. Oh, it's just them. They're coming to see my daddy. They ain't got no kids.
Yeah, it wasn't exciting if they didn't have kids with them.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of times people would come up and mostly on the weekend they'd come over and play guitars with Daddy and music.
Yeah, Daddy was learning how to play guitar, and these two men used to come every weekend to show him how to chord and tell him how to do things, and he'd follow them, and then their families got to come in, and well, we'd have ball. And then later on, more people would come, and more people would come, and next thing you know, it ended up a party because people would be up dancing and
play that. And remember John Angus? Oh my gosh, man could pick a guitar. He could play, sing the blues too.
And we'd
Hook
all start Salad hollering.
Annie. Oh,
Hook
my gosh.
Salad Annie.
Oh yeah,
that's our favorite.
Mhm.
So our lives were basically with being outside, lots of music, because even when Daddy wasn't playing, Mama would be singing to us while, you know, she'd be cooking or washing dishes, or I'll never forget that one song about, if I had a nickel, I know what I'd do. I don't even know where that song came from. I just know my mama sung it. And then it's just us playing. We make up games. And if there was a game on TV, we played it. We had enough kids.
Yeah. Well, we played shows, too. I mean, of course, the Brady Bunch, but now that I think about it, it was more like the Redneck Bunch or Hillbilly Bunch.
Yeah.
That was a Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
And
we
played other shows, too, like
Gilligan's
Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we fight over who was going to be Marianne or Ginger.
I usually ended up during you would be Marianne.
I know. I like being Marianne better. And then we always made Melissa be Miss Howe.
Miss Howe.
She was the youngest, but we made her the oldest. Because we got to decide we were older.
But, you know, we never grew out of it as we got older. I have VH tapes to prove it. You even played Sally, Jesse, Raphael once, right on tape. You're interviewing your son.
I know. Even when my son was born, we'd play around.
We never grew up, y'all.
Fear and act.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll get brave and we'll put that on Facebook.
Yeah. And I think us and our younger brother, I think we even did a soap opera once. We did.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got a video camera, y'all, it was just a new toy. We played.
Well, the main thing is have fun in life because, you know, I'm only going to live but one time and then that's it. You know, I'm beginning to find out that it's getting shorter and shorter. So is our show because we only have like 60 seconds left.
Oh, no. Well, nobody must want to know anything about us. They didn't call in and ask none. Ooh, you're off the line because I was going to tell some very, very, you know, expose you for a lot of stuff. But nobody called in, so hey to y'all.
Okay. Keep it to ourselves. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Okay. I'll try to be
all
here.
Right. Okay. I'm not sure what the show's going to be about yet. We haven't decided.
Yeah.
You never know, it's going to be fun.
It'll
be spontaneous. Yeah.
Yeah.
It may be about being spontaneous.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Should you be or should you not?
Let's do that. Next week's show is going to be about spontaneous reactions. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.